Today I want to talk about the uproar. There's an uproar in this country right now. People are distrusting people. The race is against race. It is just a diversion. It's a diversion to stop people from doing what they're supposed to do. And what are people supposed to do? Well, besides living their lives and raising their families, for Christians, Jesus said to go to the world and preach the gospel and lay hands on the sick and they will recover, you know, pray for them, do whatever is necessary for the kingdom of God in the middle of the uproar. Folks, the uproar is about Christianity. It is because of Christianity. People are fighting so hard to stop God. They don't quite understand, or they do understand and just don't want God, but they understand that they can't stop God. All they're doing is prolonging their misery. The uproar is just circumstances. It's just, that's all it is. It's circumstances. And you can't let circumstances stop you from doing what you're supposed to do in the kingdom of God. You look at the circumstances and go beyond. You look at it as God looks at it and just don't worry about it. When Jesus came to earth and began preaching the gospel, I mean, he was living in an occupied country. The Romans had a garrison everywhere. They had garrisons in Jerusalem next to the temple. They had garrisons on the coast. They had garrisons in the north. They had soldiers everywhere in case anything happened, any kind of uproar happened, they would call out the soldiers. Yet he preached the gospel, taught people about the kingdom of God, laid hands on the sick, they recovered, raised the dead, I mean, what else, and then died on the cross. Paul, on his missionary journeys, lived through the uproar also, went through Roman countries, preaching the gospel, teaching, laying hands on the sick. He was stoned to death. He was run out of town, put in prison. He was whatever. You name it, it happened. He was living through the uproar, yet the gospel was preached, churches were established, people heard the truth, believed God, trusted God, and walked in the kingdom. It's not the uproar, folks. It's not the uproar. It's the kingdom. When you turn your eyes upon God and leave them there, you'll see through God's eyes, it's not anything. What the devil can put up is nothing, is absolutely nothing. He was defeated some 2,000 years ago, stripped of all authority, and given a place where he was just more than an annoyance. I asked God one time, can we kill him? You know, God says, no, you can't kill him. You know, all you do is just take authority over him. Is you walk in the kingdom and take authority over him. And it doesn't make any difference what happens. It really doesn't. When we give our lives to God, it is for him to decide in the middle of the uproar. Turn your eyes upon God, upon Jesus, and everything else will fall into place.